This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And that is why once when someone went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained of a hard heart, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to him? This hadith is acceptable. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, wipe your hand over the hairs of an orphan. Subhanallah. Wipe your hand over the head of an orphan. It will soften your heart. And you will do a mighty good to this child. Imagine this orphan looking at the children. These children have their parents rubbing their heads, playing with them, teaching them how to ride a bicycle, tucking them to bed at night, buying them gifts, picking them up, carrying them, throwing them, taking them to the park. He sees all this. Subhanallah. Indeed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, harisun alaykum bil mu'minina ra'ufur rahim. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was concerned about us. He was gentle with the ummah, even with the orphans, especially with the orphans, brothers and sisters. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, we have young boys and girls in the ummah that deserve to be adopted. You know what's happening in Syria. We have young children's parents being annihilated. You know what's happening in Palestine. You know what's happening in places in Africa. And they don't even have the systems that are known to us in the West, systems to take care of orphans. This is where you and I have to, and if we can't at least feel the need to, if you feel I'm not physically able to, my lifestyle, wallahu a'lam, you should try your best still to convince yourself. But if you really feel, at least have the compassion. As I told you in our other sitting, at least feel the desire to sponsor an orphanage. At least feel the desire to go visit an orphanage and wipe your hand over the head of orphans. Feel it, brothers and sisters. Your love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dictates this. Our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dictates this. This is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not what the news channels are putting out there and what they say and they say and they say about us. This is izzah and this is honor. Wallahi, you want great change to come to the ummah, go look after the orphans. You want great change to come to the ummah, go look after the widows. Look at the sahaba and how they were with the widows. Without them knowing, they were a means of provision for them. Without them knowing, sustenance was coming. Allah was using the sahaba for them. Today we have no concern. No, we can't take a second wife. Our first wife will kick us out of the house. That might be true. That might be the case. But who said you still can't help them? Would your wife deny you assisting them financially? No. So why haven't you? So I tell the brothers, they're joking around second wife. Look, are you serious or are you joking? I know the conversation sounds good. You know, every get together you go to, everyone is trying to be a man. I say, you're trying to be a man. Huh? You know, second wife. If your wife was here, you wouldn't say this discussion. And even if she allowed you, I don't think you would do it. Wallahu a'lam. Men are few. I say to them, look, at the end of the day, whatever your circumstance, there's widows that you can assist. And your wife will support you doing it. Why don't you do it? Why don't we do it, brothers and sisters? Where's our priorities? مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ Wallahi, Allah is saying, oh mankind, مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ What has put you in a deception of Allah? Who is Kareem? What has put you in a deception of your deen? What has put you in a deception of the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What has made you deny his character, his message, his way? What happened to you? You're chasing after this dunya. For what? It is Allah alladhi khalaqak, fasawwak, fa'adalak. It is Allah who created you. He fashioned you. He made you stand up upright. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ Allah says, it is Allah who is the provider, the only provider, the perpetual provider, the one who provides for you and continuously provides for you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What has happened to us, my dear brothers and sisters? I introduce you to the seerah of the best person to have walked the face of this earth, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the message. May Allah grant us the understanding. Ameen.